what you want to do. So, you know, I've had a lot of experience with the Boston police. And like I said, my mom speaks like that, as well as my dad. So it's basically just kind of going back to the accent that I worked so hard to lose.
Did he talk with you about your character and like backstory for your character or any of that? Or is it just, you know?
We did. We'd have a lot of conversations about backstory, and he wanted me to pull from some of my real life experience. You know, but we'd start talking about the character, and I don't know if you've ever talked to Marty, but we'd start talking about the character, and then we'd be in the middle of a conversation about 17th century Irish immigrants. I mean, it would be a history lesson, and, you know, the guy is just an endless source of information, so.
Now, you say he told you to pull from your real life. What did you pull from? Like what?
Well, I had, you know, spent 15-16 years of my life torturing my parents and, you know, being arrested and having to call them and tell them to come bail me out of various jails for various petty crimes. And, you know, there is a very fine line between cops and crooks in Boston. A lot of my friends that I got into trouble with at an early age went on to become cops. So all that real life experience, all that torture that I caused my parents, I was able to use in playing this part.
So you see, was it really different to try to get into the mindset of a sergeant?
No, because you really have to, in order to be able to understand criminals, you have to think like them anyway. So I really, I had that part covered.
Mm-hmm, right. What surprised you?
It's crazy, but you know, it really was, it really brought a lot of closure to a lot of you know, things that had kind of haunted me in the past. You know, redemption is, it's a big deal for me to have been able to turn my life around and to really be on the right side of the law and to be able to learn to appreciate them and what they do.
Well, you actually spent, I think, like 45 days or so in a penitentiary?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was 17 at the time, so it was, certainly a frightening experience. But if that's what I needed to experience to turn my life around and to start living a positive life, then it was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Is that what happened to you, that you turned your life around inside?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I like to be able to come and go as I please. I like to eat my mom's cooking. So losing my freedom was obviously a horrific experience.
So if you were about 17 and you were in, like, an adult penitentiary,
mm-hmm.
Did you have to draw on acting skills you didn't know you had yet in order to kind of look tough and confident and be relatively safe inside?
Definitely. I mean, you don't want to walk around and draw too much attention to yourself either, but, you know, I was in an altercation the first day I was there, and, you know, they try to take my property and, you know, basically punk me, and when I was able to stand up for myself in a large holding cell, people kind of knew that I was prepared to do what I had to protect myself.
Is being young and attractive definitely a liability when you're in prison?
Yeah, it's the worst thing possible. I mean, I never look at myself as being attractive, but certainly, you know, I had all of my teeth, and I was young, and I probably weighed about 110 pounds. I was probably about 5'2 at the time. I didn't really start growing until I was in my 20s. So yeah, it was pretty frightening. I probably looked like a little young girl with no breasts. So yeah.
Not what you want to look like in prison.
No, no.
That's where you started working out, right?
Working out, yeah. Uh-huh. Working out. And, uh-huh. Yeah.
So I guess you really did that with a lot of urgency.
Yes, I started before I went. I figured based on the horrible things that I had done and the pain that I had caused people that didn't deserve, that I was going to have to pay for my mistakes. I certainly had to just try to prepare myself as best as possible. And getting sober and doing all the right things was, I mean, that was all part of it.
I want to ask you a little bit about Entourage, which is the HBO series about a young actor who goes to Hollywood and with his whole entourage, and they're all kind of crazy, and he's very shallow, and so on. And so you're an executive producer and creator of the series, and the series, I believe, is supposed to be loosely based on your early experiences in Hollywood?
Yeah, very,
very
loosely based.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the cool stuff I'll take credit.